You know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. And so there's no better place to shop this Christmas season than at KGOV.com. Go to KGOV.com, click on the store, and take advantage of a special 25% discount on a variety of Bob Enyart products, apologetics, Bible studies, both audio and video, Bob's amazing debates, teachings on the New Testament, the Old Testament, parenting, pro-life resources, and of course, Bob's tremendous resources on science. It's a 25% discount now throughout the Christmas season at KGOV.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, the apology tour has begun. Yesterday, Doug McBurney was in studio with me, and we mentioned that we hope that Angus T. Jones, a Hollywood young star, we had hoped that he didn't follow in the footsteps of Jerry Falwell. Remember the beloved leader of the Moral Majority, whose daytimer would say every Monday, issue press release, every Thursday, issue apology. So the apology tour has begun with Angus T. Jones issuing an apology, actually late yesterday. Angus T. Jones issuing an apology. And then Carnival, you know Carnival Tours, the cruise ship line? They issued an apology to homosexuals for forbidding them to dress in drag. So men, they had a policy where men could not dress like women. It's sort of helpful if, for example, you want to keep men out of the women's bathroom, for example, or going into a women's locker room. Sort of helpful if men dress like men and women dress like women. Anyway, Carnival apologized. And this from the New York Daily News, no one reported shot on Monday. Actually, no one reported shot, stabbed, or slashed in New York City on Monday, police sources say. So now the gangs have apologized. So now the gangs are trying to step up their efforts and feel bad for their lack of, you know, being responsible for their job in the life that we all live. We've come to consider as normal. What we have normal today is crime epidemics and sex outside of marriage, fornication, to where we have Christian leaders who think that it's a right to have sex outside of marriage, and even to commit adultery is a right, and to produce pornography is a right, and we just have to regulate it. So what has come to be normal is grotesque perversion. Now, Angus T. Jones, there's still hope for him, though. He's a neat young guy, as best I can tell. He warned people, don't watch 2.5 Men because it's filthy. It's perverse. And, of course, he's been involved with the show now for 10 years, according to his apology statement. And so that's going back to when he's a young kid, and that is child abuse. I mean, that is the definition of child abuse, is when kids are exposed to sexual jokes and innuendo and raunchy sexual behavior by anyone, let alone by adults. That's child abuse. But his apology, it's as far as apologies for having done something good, right? Every time Jerry Falwell apologized, it was after he did something good. He said something good. He talked about children's entertainment and how it's pro-homosexual. Then he'd apologize. Even though the producers would come out and say, well, by the way, of course, this character, we always thought of this character as a homosexual. Sort of like Elmo on Sesame Street. Only it wasn't actually Elmo. It was the actor who played Elmo, who's now charged with, from multiple people, accused of molesting kids. And remember the Walt Disney Corporation, they produced a movie with the director Salvo, remember Salvo, who directed a movie called Powder. And that movie Powder was really about himself. He was a convicted child molester. Convicted. He had videotaped himself molesting a child. Severe, severe molestation. Grotesque, as any would be, but especially egregious. So he's convicted. So the Disney Corporation, because they're pro-homosexual, that's why something like this would happen. Could you imagine if a church, could you just imagine if some bishop somewhere took a convicted child molester and helped him fund to make a movie saying just because you're different doesn't mean people should disapprove of you? Because that was the movie Powder by Victor Salvo. There's this trend where perversion has become the new norm. And that's why a family with a mom and a dad and kids is mocked by Hollywood, because of the goal to normalize perversion. Because if a mom and a dad and kids were viewed as normal, then when you compare that to what is so destructive, say homosexuals, then just by contrast, you'd see there's something wrong with the homosexual claim to normalcy. But the only way to pull that off is for them to say that a husband and a wife and kids is not normal. It's a joke. And so that's what they've done. Hollywood has done that now for, what, 30 years. But Angus T. Jones, his apology is not so bad as far as apologies for doing something good. As far as they go, this one is not so bad. He said, "I apologize if my remarks reflect disrespect toward my colleagues and a lack of appreciation for the extraordinary opportunity with which I have been blessed." So, you know, that's he's saying, look, I love the people I worked with and I appreciate them. And it's he shouldn't have apologized at all. And actually, you could argue that this is not a blessing, that abusing a child by filling his mind with 10,000 sexual jokes before he's even out of his teenage years is not a blessing. I mean, it's a lot of money, but how much is your soul worth? So this kid, praise God, this kid has escaped hellfire because he's trusted in Jesus Christ. But how about the millions of kids who never get to that point, who grow up with a vulgar mindset and just thinking of women as filth, trash in the gutter, because that's how women are portrayed as sex objects, the objectification of women through our culture, and especially Hollywood. All right, so the apology tour is well on its way, and Carnival, and just generally, how do you deal with homosexuality in a culture without taking Christians and forcing them to go in the closet? And we've pointed that out on the air for 20 years, and that's what's happened. Either homosexuality or Christianity will be acceptable in polite company. They can't both be. And so we see this, right? We see this happening, like in Massachusetts, where Mitt Romney, now the conservatives could stop lying about Mitt Romney, right? Because he lost. And so now everybody could admit that Mitt Romney personally instituted homosexual marriage in Massachusetts. And so Tufts University, which was founded a long time ago by Universalists, you know, the Unitarian Universalists, they say everybody goes to heaven. So if everybody goes to heaven, then if you hate God, you hate your neighbor, you don't love Jesus Christ, you despise him, but everybody goes to heaven. Hitler goes to heaven, right? The skinheads go to heaven. Everybody goes to heaven. And then all that does is, if it were true, it turns heaven into hell. So Tufts University was founded on that kind of view, that, hey, everybody goes to heaven. So that's the school, if you recall. They said that the university bans Christian groups that say that you can't be a homosexual and be a leader of our group. To be a leader of our group, you need to adhere to basic biblical truth. And so Tufts University banned those Christian groups from their campus. Now, that's not a surprise, right? Because in Massachusetts, homosexuals can get married, thanks to Mitt Romney. So do you realize the pressure that humanists can wield against Christians in Massachusetts, and even on a nominally Christian, I mean, that's not Christian, right? Universalist, Unitarian, Reversalist, they're not Christian. That's post-Christian. But imagine the pressure and the intimidation and the persecution that they could bring against Christians, so the Christians are forced into the closet so that the homosexuals can be exalted. So we've explained for decades now on the air how disingenuous was the claim that homosexuals only wanted to be left alone to live their lives, right? We've said that for 21 years. It's a lie. 22 years. That's a lie. They're not trying to force themselves on other people. So now we have what? Adoption agencies that are forced to either go out of business or adopt, give children to homosexuals, right? Mitt Romney did that too in Massachusetts and elsewhere, of course. I thought they only wanted to be left alone. And wedding photographers that are told, if you don't take pictures of these two guys getting married, then you're going to go out of business or you're going to be sued. Or bakeries. Remember in Lakewood, Colorado, Masterpiece? What is it? The Masterpiece Cake Shop on Wadsworth. Great pastries. I shouldn't know, but I do. Great pastries. And so all over the country, in fact, throughout the Western world, where homosexuality has been decriminalized, the Christians are being shoved into the closet, and they're being hit with hefty fines or being threatened or closed down. Or the government, they're giving in to the government because of the use of force in attempting to compel these people to not only tolerate homosexuality, but to actively promote it. Remember the couple in Britain? The same time the story came out about Tufts University in Massachusetts, this married couple in Britain, they run a bed and breakfast out of their home. It's their home. And they did not want two homosexual men to share a bed under their roof. So they said, we're sorry, you know, a husband and a wife would be great, or a single person alone is great, but no, we can't do this. So the government has fined them $6,000. The money, which goes to the homosexuals, $3,000 to each. How's that? That's over in England. And that's typical, right? We're seeing what is typical. And so it's like battling the flesh. Public policy issues are like battling the flesh. And you know, the flesh, as a Christian, everyone in the world, your flesh is your tendency to rebel against God, your tendency to sin. And so the Bible says as Christians that we are new creations, praise God, and we are identified with Christ and we're forgiven for our sin and we're righteous in him, but that we are not yet delivered from our flesh, and we get delivered from our flesh when we go to be with the Lord. And boy, am I looking forward to that. What a celebration that will be. But in the meantime, if you want to resist the pull of the world on your flesh, you have to resist it at every moment. It is very much like gravity. Gravity pulls everyone downward toward the center of the earth, right? Everything, everyone is pulled downward toward the center of the earth. And eventually gravity wins, right? When you're alive, you're vertical and you walk around the surface of the earth. And then you die and you end up horizontal, But eventually you're buried or not, but eventually your atoms, they're actually pulled down into the earth, like people normally are buried. And you end up under the earth, in the earth, eventually your body. And so that's gravity. That's what happens. Now, this is a result where it comes to our sin or our tendency to rebel against God. That has to do with our flesh and the pull of the world on our flesh, very similar to the pull of the earth on our physical body with gravity. That's tremendous parallels. And you know, when did the fall happen? When Adam and Eve sinned and the flesh became a problem? We're going to do that tomorrow on the show. We're going to talk about when did the fall happen? What day? That's an interesting question. Does the Bible indicate, can we know with any kind of confidence when the fall happened? Was it 1,000 years after creation? Was it a century? Was it a decade? Was it shortly after? When was it? So we'll do that tomorrow. That'll be a lot of fun. But so we have to resist the pull of the world on our flesh at every moment. If you don't, you don't coast as a Christian. You never coast. You're either going toward the Lord or toward the world. There's no such thing as just coasting. So you've been growing as a Christian for 3 years, and now you spend most of your time, you know, on the couch watching Two and a Half Men, this and that, sports and pop culture, and that's it. And so gradually you're going to fall away from the Lord. Gradually you're going to go toward the world. It's like an airplane in flight. If you cut the engines, it can't just coast. Because of gravity, eventually it's going to be pulled toward the ground and toward the center of the earth, toward hell itself. That's what the world system does to our flesh, pulls us toward hell itself. And so public policy requires men who know God and honor him and who are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ to fight for what is right and not give up and not compromise with the world system. And so what was it last night on CNN with Piers Morgan? Where's Doug when you need him? We had Piers Morgan interviewing Rick Warren. Rick Warren's a famous pastor from California. He wrote that, I guess it was a very successful diet book, 40 Days of Porpoise. I don't know how you survive on eating only porpoise for 40 days. But 40 Days of Porpoise. Daryl told me we have a little excerpt of this. This is just a couple excerpts put together of the sense of what they were talking about.
Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay? Or do they become gay? Are they made gay?
Yeah. You know what? I think the jury's still out on that. It wouldn't bother me if there was, quote, a gay gene found. I have all kinds of natural feelings in my life, and it doesn't necessarily mean that I should act on every feeling. Sometimes I get angry and I feel like punching a guy in the nose. It doesn't mean I act on it. Just because I have a feeling doesn't make it right. Not everything natural is good for me.
I just believe fundamentally and passionately that gay people are born gay. I don't think you become gay. And I think if you were able to convince yourself that they were born gay, you would see it differently. You would see it as a natural condition that people are gay.
Okay, a few things on that. And by the way, the whole idea of a gene, the old definition of a gene, that's just out. Genes are just, that's out. You got to, if you want to know about what's going on with genetics and inheritance, it's the transcript perhaps, but the idea of a gene is out. But this question of if you're born that way or if you decide to be homosexual, and I don't know why Piers Morgan, he says he wants to be fair-minded and respectful of all people and groups. I don't know why he hates lesbians so much. I don't know why he sides with the homos against the lesbians. Right? Because the lesbians, I've been on the air for 22 years. I've noticed this. This is consistent for decades. They don't say they're born that way. No, they say it's a lifestyle choice. They say it's a lifestyle choice. And they literally try to persuade young women to consider the lesbian lifestyle. And they say it's a lifestyle choice. And there's a reason for that as compared to the men who say they were born that way. You could figure it out if you want to figure it out, why there's the difference. So Rick Warren, he did make a good point there. He said, not the point that, well, if there's a homosexual gene, whatever, that would be like saying the men who rape children and who are lifelong committed pedophiles, well, maybe there's a pedophile gene. Or people who are racist, maybe there's a racist gene. We have inherited the flesh from Adam. That means that we are born with a tendency to sin, and once we're old enough, we reach the age of accountability, we have this overwhelming propensity to join the rebellion against God, to sin against God. And so then, when a three-year-old doesn't obey or does something wrong, that doesn't mean God has now judged that child as guilty. But when a child, and God, of course, takes into account somebody's mental faculties. If somebody is mentally handicapped, God doesn't judge that person the same as the person who has all their faculties. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. And so God shall not the judge of all the earth do rightly, the Bible says. So God will do rightly. But when someone joins the rebellion against God, right, our flesh, we're born with this tendency from Adam to rebel against God. But that doesn't mean that I'm born with a tendency to hate, fill in the blank, some racial group, right? Navajo Indians hate other Indians. Irish hate the British. And the Sunnis hate the Shia. It doesn't mean that. If somebody is a child molester, it doesn't mean that they're born with a tendency to molest children. And so, of course, each of us in our lives, as we express our rebellion against God, we find our favorite sin, our favorite rebellion. And sometimes you have kids who are introduced to drugs as kids, and they become susceptible now to being high. And so they're willing to destroy their lives in order to get high. We see that as that's become their favorite way of expressing their rebellion against God. So perverts like Larry Flint, who I was on ABC with, Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, and Larry Flint, he's a pervert who brags about disgusting things he did with animals. It doesn't mean that people like him are born to be with animals. Doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean men are born to rape women. Doesn't mean it. Doesn't mean it. That's beside the point, and Rick Warren got to the point, which was pretty neat. He said, regardless of your personal drives, your natural drives, that doesn't mean you give into it because it's your drive. Right? We're not animals. There are animals that eat their own children. It's normal. They're insects. Right? The praying mantis. Why do you think it's always praying? Because the female eats the male, right? And then their offspring eat one another. And whichever one is content is the one that survives. We're not animals. But homosexuals say, well, look at animals. They behave in homosexual ways. At times, yeah. And they eat their young. And they gang rape female of the species. And so when a homosexual says, we're behaving like pigs and dogs, that's about their best argument they've ever made. How do you refute that one? We're behaving like pigs and dogs. And so it's this identification of who you are as a human being with your bodily functions, which is why so many evolutionists on blogs and atheists are so filthy and so perverse, because that's it. That's as far as they can get. But so God has created us in his image and his likeness, but we've rebelled against him. And because of that rebellion now, we all have a tendency to fall toward the world system, or which actually is being pulled downward into hell itself. Every one of us has that tendency. And so you can't coast. You wake up in the morning with praises of God on your lips. You wake up thanking God for another day. And you go to bed at night thanking God for the blessings, for the family and friends, for the gospel, for his word, for the opportunity to share the truth with other people. And if you're not living your life for the Lord, then you think you're coasting, but you're not. You're getting worse. It's like the frog in the pan of water that's gradually being heated to a boil, and then it's dead because it didn't jump out. And that's what a Christian is like. And they gradually lose track of even basic human decency, basic morality, right and wrong. And they don't have a clue what public policy should be because they've been compromising on every issue they could think of for so long, they no longer know right from wrong. So I think of the beloved brothers and sisters that focus on the family, that have compromised on child killing and compromised on exceptions, supporting people who advocate killing some kids because they think we'll all be better off if we could get enough Christians to vote for child killers. As long as there are child killers, we'll all be better off. And compromising on pornography, saying like Dr. Dobson said that we need to regulate pornography. Regulate it? How do you regulate pornography? You're going to regulate pornography. And so that's why they're going to regulate what? Fornication, regulate adultery, regulate prostitution, regulate drunkenness, regulate homosexuality, right? That's what they want to do. Because you have a right to be a homosexual, they think. And then you're going to regulate child killing and regulate everything except for donations to tax-exempt religious groups. Anything else, you could be regulated. Just not that. So at least somewhere a stand is taken, somewhere. So the darker it becomes, the brighter Christ's light will shine. So we stand for the truth, not ashamed. Hey, our Christmas sale, check it out at kgov.com, our store, the place to shop. God bless you guys.
You know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. And so there's no better place to shop this Christmas season than at kgov.com. Go to kgov.com, click on the store, and take advantage of a special 25% discount on a variety of Bob Enyart products, apologetics, Bible studies, both audio and video, Bob's amazing debates, teachings on the New Testament, the Old Testament, parenting, pro-life resources, and of course, Bob's tremendous resources on science. It's a 25% discount now throughout the Christmas season at kgov.com.